To many Australians, the first Tuesday in November seems to be as sacred as Easter or Christmas. It is, of course, Melbourne Cup Day, and that race, as people are fond of saying, is the race that stops a nation. It's also the richest 2 mile, well, not actually 2 miles exactly anymore, but 3,200 metres, handicap horse race in the world. And this year, it seems to be almost the personal property of just one man. Retired Melbourne businessman Lloyd Williams has owned more Melbourne Cup winners than anyone else, and just in case anyone thought he was slowing down, he has at least part ownership of six, yes, six, horses that are running in this year's Melbourne Cup. He's hoping one of those six will give him his sixth Melbourne Cup victory. The one most favoured to do so is the one that won it for him last year, Al Mandan. Williams' son, Nick, is brimming with confidence about Al Mandan's chances.
He's flying. He's in great form. I think I'd be really surprised if he doesn't run a blinder. I think the barrier really suits him. He's up in the weights in the race. The big thing with him being the genuine stayer is he likes to not get cluttered up. He likes free air, get into a nice breathing rhythm. And I think it'll give Frankie every opportunity.
First prize at slightly after 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow afternoon, $3.6 million. To football, and all eyes are turning to Honduras, where the Socceroos will play the first leg of their make-or-break World Cup qualifier against that country next weekend. But in the A-League, the pleasant surprise of the early part of the season that is the Newcastle Jets has continued. The Jets are undefeated through the first 5 rounds after thrashing Wellington Phoenix 3-0. And what's more, they like to win in an exciting manner. Coach Ernie Merrick says he's much prouder that his side scored 3 goals than he is of them not giving up one.
I've never been that worried about clean sheets. It's certainly a good thing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's making sure you score more goals than the opposition rather than conceding less.
In rugby league, Tonga has beaten Samoa in a much-anticipated showdown in the World Cup. Elsewhere, England beat Lebanon, Papua New Guinea beat Ireland, and not only did Scotland get thrashed by New Zealand, they've also gotten 3 of their players sent home for being too drunk to board a plane for their next match. Those players sent home for being drunk, Danny Brough, Sam Brooks, and Johnny Walker. And no, we're not making that last name up. But the tournament favourites, Australia, keep on chugging along. They thrashed France 52-6 in Canberra, forward Wade Graham starring, scoring 4 tries. But coach Mal Meninga says it's the hard work of Graham's teammates that put him in a position to so spectacularly succeed.
Getting 4 obviously is a special moment. But like I said, it come from Smithy and these middle forwards who, you know, laid the platform and set up some space on their edges, and, you know, Wade took advantage of that.
Australia's final group stage game is next weekend against Lebanon. And in basketball, there's been a thrilling finish to the clash between the Cairns Taipans and the New Zealand Breakers. Both teams thought they'd won it when the final buzzer went. First, Breakers import Edgar Sosa hit a clutch 3-pointer in the dying moments. But with 0.01 seconds left on the clock, Cairns's Cam Glidden unleashed an incredible full-court shot, which made it, but was disallowed for going in too late. Sosa describes the game-winning shot that did count.
I just came off towards the wing and faded a little bit to the corner. I knew that if I turned and squared my body, I had a little bit of a space. So I just tried to square up and get a good shot off.
New Zealand has now won 6 matches in a row and is top of the National Basketball League ladder.